This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to a spectacular vintage year in food news, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce. Picking up our conversation about Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, the third annual coming up May 18th to 25th, one of the big success stories in the Cambodian restaurant community in Long Beach that has broken out of Long Beach is, believe it or not, a Cambodian wing restaurant. And the name is a bit of a mouthful, and I hope I'm finally getting it right after 3 years, but I do believe it's Schlap Muan, and the husband and wife owners. It's a second-generation family operation. The proprietor that we're speaking with is Hawk T, who's been a guest on this show in the past. And with that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome Hawk back to the show. Hawk, good morning and welcome back. It's been a while.
Andy, how are you, sir? Thanks for having me back. 3 years in a row, sir.
Yes, indeed. Yes, we should say that first interview was for the first Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week. And, Hawk, we should share the good news with our audience that, you know, your business has grown considerably since then. And let's explain, if you can't find your way down to Long Beach for Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, and shame on you if you can't, but on Sundays, where can we find you in Los Angeles?
Yeah, if you're close to downtown LA, we are at Smorgasburg every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we do that every year round.
Again, Hawk, just wonderful exposure because hundreds of people pass through there every Sunday.
Yeah, we can get anywhere from about 8,000 to 10,000 people every Sunday. It's a great community-driven event. Lots of vendors and local small businesses, really, really good food. I mean, we love the Smorgasburg family. We love the Smorgasburg event. It's just very family friendly. So we've been a part of that for 3 years also. So, you know, very, very happy.
And, you know, usually, Hawk, in terms of the food producers that are part of Smorgasburg, usually these are pop-up folks that are looking to bootstrap that into, hopefully, a brick and mortar. And you did it the reverse way. The brick and mortar continues to be a success, but you also bring your wonderful Cambodian chicken wings to a different audience on Sundays. So good marketing, sir.
That's correct. Exactly. We actually did it the opposite, just like how you you mentioned. We had the restaurant first, and then we got into Smorgasburg afterwards. But it's been a blessing. They both became separate businesses. So, you know, it's great exposure for both sides. We send people to downtown if they're closer to there, and we send people to Long Beach if they're closer to Long Beach. So,
Your fame is spreading because to be able to get into the Stagecoach Music Festival is no easy feat. Tell us about that, because that was just last weekend or 2 weekends ago.
That's correct. We did Stagecoach and Coachella weekends 1 and 2. So you're right. So basically all the exposures that we had, we got in front of the right people. So then when we applied, we got in front of the people who, the powers that be, they knew about us because of all the social media, all the media, all the stuff that we do. So it was a good transition. It was a good experience. It was a fantastic experience. We just came back from the desert. So gained more fans. A lot more people know what Cambodian chicken wings are now.
Let's make that transition, Hawk, and explain. You know, Hawk, as we've discussed in previous years, everybody's got a chicken wing, and, you know, their franchise chicken wing places and some of the pizza places now you can have chicken wings as an add-on. That's not you. You have a very special product that you did a lot of R&D on. So kind of give us the 411 on that, if you will, because they're chicken wings, but then they're Schlap Muan chicken wings.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. So this is my own style of chicken wings. The technique, I have not seen it out there. It's let's just say that when we deep fry it, you'll see us deep fry the wings. When they come out of the oil, it's not greasy at all. It maintains its crispiness on the outside. It's juicy on the inside. It's relatively dry to the touch. It's from there, we put one of our signature dry seasonings, all made by me, all made in-house. You're not going to find them anywhere else besides Slop One, either at a restaurant or at a stores. Four dry seasonings and four sauces, same deal. I make all my sauces by myself. And we have now two wok-toss wings. There's a lot of wok-toss wings out there, but we are one of the only ones that do a wok-toss sauce. Now, what that means is I take a sauce, I toss it in the hot wok, really, really raw, high heat. It gives it like a crust. So even though it's saucy, the wings are still crispy.
Gotta love it. Now, also you have on your menu, which is very popular, that I think is a recipe you got from your parents and couldn't take off the menu when you sort of reconceived what is now Slop One. But tell us about the garlic noodles, because those are really addictive.
Yeah, so that's actually, it's not the traditional garlic noodles or the Vietnamese style garlic noodles with the butter. This is more of like a Cambodian style garlic noodles. So there's a traditional noodle dish that we eat for breakfast in Cambodia called ketil rumpeng, which is basically a noodle. We have a dry version of that. So that sauce has a lot of aromatic garlic oil, fried garlic, and stuff like that. So I take that concept and I put it in a garlic noodle just because I like to chew for garlic noodles. So from there on, you can add shrimp on top of that. And even our shrimp is different from anybody else out there. We actually deep fry our shrimp.
At the restaurant, you also have your sauces available to take out. Tell us about that for a moment.
Yeah, so like I said earlier, any of the signature four sauces that we've created, you can always buy a bottle to go.
Definitely a nice condiment, Hawk, to have at home. Now, for Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, which is coming up May 18th to 25th, what specials are you doing at Slop Muan?
So anybody that knows Slop Muan knows that we do not have dips for our wings. Our wings come dry as dries, sauce and sauce. I've always been, I want people to taste the flavors for the flavors. But for this year's Restaurant Week, I'm putting out a lemongrass turmeric dip. So you can have it on the wing itself, or you can get any of our signature sauces and dry seasonings and have the wing on the side just in case you want to dip. So it gives you the option if you want.
Sounds good to me. Now, as we need to conclude, where are you in Long Beach and what is your website?
Yes, so 2150 East South Street in Long Beach, or the corner of South and Cherry. If you just Google the name Cambodian Wings, we're the only one that pops up. So we basically started the Cambodian wing, so we're the only one that pops up. On Instagram and the website, Slop One, spelled S-H-L-A-P-M-U-A-N, Slop One.
And are you open 7 days?
We are, 7 days a week, 11:30 to 7:30 every week. We do smorgasburg, and we're at events all over the place. So we're currently in Pasadena right now participating in a music event.
At the Rose Bowl, right? I mean,
that's
you.
Correct. Yeah,
you
know, we're at the Rose Bowl.
Hawk, you definitely get around. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want something different but delicious and chicken wings, it is Slop Muan, part of Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, coming up May 18th to 25th. And if you miss him there, again, smorgasburg every Sunday. And definitely ask to Hawk. He likes to say hello. And the website for Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, which has all the restaurants that are participating, and most of them have links to their menu or their website, it's Cambodian Restaurant Week, LB, for longbeach.com, Cambodian Restaurant Week, LB.com. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, as promised, yes, Chef Andrew Gruhl. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce. Short pause, coming back.